We're in Simen Kuf Chaf Ches, the halacha of Birkas Kohanim. We're up to Sif Yutes. We will be doing Sifim Yutes and Chaf. Yutes, Ein Shatz Rashoy Lanos Omein Achar Bracha Shel Kohanim. The Shliach Tzibur is not allowed to answer Omein on the Bracha of the Kohanim. We're afraid that if he answers Omein, he's going to get confused and he won't be able to be Makri the rest of the Psukim. Because the Shliach Tzibur is supposed to be the Makri for the Kohanim. Now, if he's davening from a Siddur, and he knows for a fact that he's not going to get confused because he's looking at every word, then the halach is it's permissible. Now, this is with regard to the Amen after Birkas Kohanim. The bracha of Asher Kedeshanu B'Kedushaso Shel Aron, there are those who say that he shouldn't answer Amen, even if it's clear that he's not going to get confused. The reason being that to say Amen after the Birkas Kohanim is an acceptance of the Birkas Kohanim. That's a chelik of the tefillah. But saying Amen after the bracha of Asher Kedeshanu, that really does not have any place. It's a hefsik in his davening. So, Lamaisa, even if he has a sitter in front of him and there's no reason why he should get confused, he should not answer Amen to Asher Kedeshanu. He should answer Amen to Vishmarecha, Vichoneka, and Shalom. Sivchaf. Im Shatz Kohen. What happens if the Shliach Tzibur himself is a Kohen? Im Yesham Kohenim Acherim Lo Yisa Eskapov. According to the Machaber, if there are other Kohenim, under no circumstances should the Kohen, who is Shliach Tzibur, be Nosei Eskapov. The reason being, we're afraid that he's going to get confused and won't be able to get back to Sim Sholom out of Eim Sidat Tzibura, stage fright, because he's the Shliach Tzibur in public. Here, even if he's sure of himself, according to the Machaber, Chazal did not allow him to take a chance. He should therefore not duchen. Says the Rama, "V'lo yomer lo lalos olitol yadav," and they should not tell him to go up or wash his hands, because if they do that, then he'll have to. "Avlo yomer lo tzarech lalos to over baseim imena ola." But if they told him, he'll have to go up because otherwise he's mevatel nasei. Now this halacha is true even if he thinks he's going to get confused. That means even if he doesn't have a siddur and is afraid that he's going to forget the words of Sim Shalom, the halacha is that if they call him, he must go up to be Nosei Eskapov. Now how could they not call him? They're calling the other Kohanim, so why not him? What he means here is they're going to call him before Ritzei or during Ritzei. That means if someone goes and tells him, go wash your hands or remember to go up, then he's going to have to go. But since they don't call Kohanim until after Avoda, it's too late, and he's not mechuyev to go up, and therefore he's not being mevatel anything. The next halacha is vafilu ein sham kohen elahu. What if he is the only kohen? Lo yiseh kapov elim ke muftach lo shiachsul et filoso velo tirav das. If he is the only kohen, so Chazal said, if he's sure of himself, because of their low plug, their unwillingness to make exceptions, they said, we are not going to be mevatel Birkas Kohanim. If there are other Kohanim, we're not mevatel Birkas Kohanim, so low plug. Even if he thinks that he's all right, we're afraid he may not be, and we just make a general rule. Whereas, in a case where he's sure of himself, and he is the only Kohen, we are not mevatel Birkas Kohanim. Shemu muftach baka, kiven shein sham Kohen elahu, yisa eskapov, kedei shelo tisbatel nasi eskapai. Now, today, everyone is considered a muftach because we daven from Sidurim. In the Shaar HaTzion, he brings the Prichadash who argues with the previous Machaber and holds that in the case of a muftach, someone davening from a Sidur or knows that he's going to get back to Sim Shalom, even if he is not the only Kohen, he could be Mekel. And the Mishnah Berurah says that in places that they have such a minag, Ein Limchos, in a place where that is the minhag, and it seems to be a very widespread minhag, that if the Shliach Tzibur is a Kohen, even if he's not the only one, as long as he's davening from a Siddur, he will do Birkas Kohanim. The Ketzad Yaseh, what does he do? Yako Raglov Ma'at Ba'avoda. At Ritzei, he is to move his feet a little bit. V'yomer, and he should say, Ad Ulchona El Hodos. Remember, he's the Shliach Tzibur. He should continue the Brach of Mod until Atoshim Cholchon El Hodos. V'yala L'duchin, and then he should go up to the Duchin. The Yavarech Birkas Kohanim, and he makes the Bracha Birkas Kohanim, the Yikra Lo Acher, and someone else should call Kohanim to him, or someone else should call out Yavarecha to him. Umesayim Achazen Sim Shalom, and then he should go back and finish Sim Shalom. V'yamamakri Kiven Litfilah Shatz Mitchilav Atzov, if the one who's doing the call, the reading of Yavarecha, the Makri, listen to the entire Chazaras Hashatz up until that point. Odiv Tfei Shiyasayim HaMakri Simshalom. The Mechaber Shita is that it would be better, it would be better for the Makri to finish Simshalom, because the odds of his getting confused are smaller than the Shliach Tzibur who just finished Birkas Kohanim. And the Shliach Tzibur would also have to pay attention to that, otherwise his first brachas were Levatola because he didn't conclude the Shmon Esrei. So it turns out that two people shared the Shmon Esrei, each one listened to the other one's part. The Shliach Tzibur said the first brachas until Sim Shalom. The other person, the Makri, listened to those first brachas. Then the Makri takes over and the Shliach Tzibur listens. Whereas the Gra, the Derech Chaim, and others disagree with the Mechaber, and they hold that the Shliach Tzibur should always be the one that finishes, even if he is a Kohen, and this is really what is done today.